Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Danny Cannell is coming up at 4 o'clock here, our college football expert. He can tell you about all the big games this weekend. It's a 2-1 80th minute of the EFL Cup, 88th minute now, I'm sorry, where Grimsby Town of the 4th Division leads Man United. This is an elimination match. United, two matches played so far in the Premier League. They're 0-1-1, Brian. So
Where's this match being played? Is this at Old Trafford?
This is in Grimsby. Grimsby Town, one of those tiny stadiums.
This is incredible.
Yeah, it's a weird in-season tournament, but still massive embarrassment. I saw that the Man United roster is $729 million worth of contracts. Mm-hmm. Grimsby Town, $3.1 million. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. How about that? $3.1 million
to $729 million.
That wouldn't even cover the food budget for Man United there. Man, that would be what a. Imagine being in the stadium for that one.
Yeah.
If you're like a longtime supporter of that team and just, wow.
They'll be singing about this night for a long time if they can survive about five more minutes.
They got to survive it. But all right. First off, I was surprised. This morning I talked to somebody over there at the Cowboys, and I just was curious. I'm like, listen, I know that at 11 a.m. that's when they were supposed to claim. And I was sitting there thinking, okay, well, just give me a position, you know. And they wouldn't give me names, but they'll say, hey, we're looking at defensive backs is what we're looking at. And I kind of sat there and I was thinking like, I wasn't thinking one. I was thinking one. I wasn't thinking two. And so, Zach, I'll ask you first, though. Were you surprised, though, that it went player for player on this one? That, you know, usually you claim a guy and it's like, I was trying to kind of figure out who the 53rd player on this team was, and I didn't have
Childress and Booth.
I didn't have Childress and Booth as being the 53rd player on this team.
No.
I kind of felt like that it was maybe Cornelius, the offensive tackle, and maybe even Mozzie Smith, where I was kind of thinking that would be the 53rd player if you had to. But it was honestly surprising to me that they moved on prisoner for prisoner on this one.
Yeah, and I also wondered with the
2-2.
Ability to move.
Oh, 2-2?
Sorry,
well, oh, they died it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I also wondered with, like, the IR moves that they could
maybe
make later
it.
On with Carson going to the IR, Mafa. Like, does that help them? Because I'm bummed about, like, hopefully Childress comes back on the practice squad.
Yeah.
But to move on from Childress, yeah, I thought maybe it'd be another D lineman or an offensive lineman. I mean, they kept 11 D linemen. Now, which one is he going to be? Mozzie would make a ton of sense for me, but evidently not so fast.
Well, see, the thing with Carson and Mafa, though, they had to be on the roster because they've already designated Mingo.
Yeah. I think later this afternoon?
Yeah, they designate Mingo and Turner as the guys that they can come back without any problems. So, but the thing with Carson and Mafa, we'll see how that all plays out, though. But that's to me, that's not surprising. I think with Mafa, like I say, him getting hurt, last week, I think that's really disappointing for him.
Oh, for sure.
He could have been, you know,
I was excited about him.
Probably in the mix on this one. All right. They did claim a couple corners, and I've been kind of taking a peek at the two corners that they claimed. And I had one of my gang of seven tell me about this kid. I just was curious about one of my gang of seven guys, and he would know this player pretty well. And this is what he said. He says, I'm really kind of surprised. He goes, I should tell you, this is Reedy Stewart that I'm talking about from Minnesota.
Reedy Stewart, okay.
Reedy Stewart from Minnesota.
Undrafted 2024 out of Troy.
Yeah, and one of my gang of seven guys said about him. He says, I'm kind of surprised. He's a good kid. He's kind of a rough tweener as a player, so he's not big enough or fast enough for outside and not explosive enough and strong enough for inside. He's a close but no cigar guy, is what this guy said. This is a scout talking, by the way. Not a standout on teams either. He's a good kid with above average skills that competes. Not sure how he helps your active roster, is what he said. I went back myself and watched him a little bit on the preseason game. There were 61 plays that he had, so I was going through those plays. He is a slot corner. He'll line up on the outside, but is always, I shouldn't say always, but he's more of an inside player. I did think he had a little foot quickness with him when you watch the when he got up on his guy. His feet did move pretty well, I thought. I didn't feel like he was heavy footed. I mean, we'll talk about a guy a little bit, or the second guy, maybe a little bit less.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's quickness than what Stewart has here. But they used him as a blitzer, and I thought when he blitzed, he closed ground okay for that. I mean, when the quarterback got outside the pocket and he had to run, he was able to kind of get over there, and I thought it was some straight-line quickness as far as that went. I thought he could plant and drive pretty well from what I saw. The inside routes, I thought he was carried those okay. It wasn't like there was big separation. Again, we're going to get into Bridges from the Chargers. He's a little bit more some separation there.
178 pounds. Huh? Did he look tiny? Look
frail? He's small.
Skinny.
He's a small guy. Mm-hmm.
They're going to run right at this dude.
Yeah.
He's a ball god.
Yeah. I see this as when you watch him as a, I call him a block down tackler. And when I mean block down, he's going to kind of throw his body at the legs of the ball carrier and try and get him down that way. Didn't see any of the wrap up stuff. But I did like the way he mixed it up with blockers. They tried to throw a screen on him to the outside, and he was able to fight with the blockers being a shorter guy. And then he was able to get off the block and be a part of that play. I thought he could stay with his man when they asked him to play the coverages when he had to carry the guy. And I thought he was able to kind of adjust on the move. So kind of split between what the scout thought about the guy and what I thought about the guy. At this particular player, but he is, like I say, he's going to be more of a slot player than he is going to be an outside player. Okay, how do you say this guy's name, Dawson? You did it right.
It's Triquez.
Triquez is how we say that. Okay. Triquez Bridge. He's a cornerback from the Cowboys claimed from the Chargers. And this guy is a lot longer, and he's a lot more of a rangy kind of build. So this kind of fits into what Will McClay and those guys like over there with the length of a cornerback. This guy's kind of probably fits their eye a little bit better. I thought he would come forward and tackle. They showed that a couple different times. I thought he needed a little bit better body control when it came to that. There were a couple times he came flying up there. And you know, sometimes corners, they play in space and the ball's coming their direction and they just go flying up there and then they go flying by.
Yeah, they're not breaking down.
Yeah, he flew up there, hit, and then kind of fell off a little bit. Yeah. But at least he showed the willingness to try and attack the ball carrier. So I was okay with that. But I said I didn't feel like he was afraid of the contact. He does play both sides, so he's playing left corner and right corner, and he's playing primarily on the outside is what he's doing. So he does well to get his hands on the receiver, and that's the best thing really he does is play the press man coverage and then get his hands up on that guy and then try and redirect or hold them along the line of scrimmage. I think the length and the ranginess of him, that helps him there. He's a long strider as a runner, and I think he needs a little bit more of a burst. He is not a very – because of how long he is, it doesn't look like he's moving very fast. But he's feisty in the way he plays. There was a couple of times where he was mixing it up after the play. I like that about him. He is a press man guy. I said that as well. It takes a little bit for him to close on the ball. I don't think there was a ball that was caught from and off coverage where – he was backpedaling, and then what they call that click and close, he hit the click part, and then it took a little bit for him to come forward. So there was a pass that went to the outside flat where he clicked and closed, and he was just a little bit late on getting to the ball, and the receiver caught the ball. But just a little bit more quickness, he might have been able to play the ball with the off hand and knock it down. Mm-hmm. He's a long guy, as I mentioned, that's hard for him to turn. He's going to pedal and he's going to open, and it's going to be a little bit longer than, say, a shorter guy. But that it's going to take him some time to do that. Just there's not that quick twitch type of a player here. So I guess because of his length, that's going to kind of the player that you're getting at right now. So those are the two guys that we're dealing with here that the Cowboys claim.
Reading up on him. It said they were, you know, ball savvy guys, interceptions. Yeah. I think the first guy you talked about, Stewart, had two picks in a preseason game last year. Then he got in for one game and peanut punched Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's, I can say I was surprised that the one scout thought what he did about him, because I did see a guy I saw a guy that was explosive and was strong enough and stuff like that. You know, Barrett, but the scout disagreed with me on that. And so I always like to try and give everybody the both sides of the story.
I appreciate it, man. I think it's exciting that they brought in new guys, because I just didn't have any confidence in.
Yeah, I think, like I say, I need to circle
chaos
back
there.
I need to circle back and see if that, in fact, has the practice squad stuff come out yet? Did they? They got to wait for Childers and them to clear tomorrow.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We won't know about Childers till the morning.
We won't know Childers till tomorrow.
Or maybe the afternoon.
Yeah. So I guess the plan is to try and maybe.
Hopefully they can get Childers back. I'd be upset if somebody else.
I would
else
too.
Claimed
I thought. I thought he played well enough to. I like the physicality.
I like the upside. Yeah. I mean, I love the way he Booth can whatever, yeah. But Childress, yeah, he's got some potential.
I agree.
I think we're probably going to extra time. I don't think they're going straight to penalties, but it has ended 2-2 there in Grimsby Town, trying to get the massive upset against Manchester United in the EFL Cup. I got to familiarize myself with their overtime rules, mm-hmm. but we'll get Danny Cannell on talking college football with him next here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at daftgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.